This programming sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester. It's time to Go Ask Your Father. The phones are open for your call, and Father is standing by to answer your question. Any question you have about the Catholic Church is fair game. Get a solid, orthodox explanation to your question. You can Go Ask Your Father by calling 1-888-914-9149. 1-888-914-9149.
How can we practically help those who are in a problem pregnancy? This is one of the emails I've received from a religious sister who's also a registered nurse, a pediatric nurse, who has some suggestions in light of our previous conversation earlier in the week of how better to give witness in our pro-life efforts as a community, as a church, as a people. She says, sister writes, I highly agree with the view that those who are committed to pro-life need to be concerned with the infant and the family post-birth. We should be concerned and raise our voices to support programs that support children and their mothers. She goes into specific ones like the WIC and HUD Housing and others that help those who need rent and food assistance, and talks about at the diocesan level things I hadn't thought about, like the expenses involved in diapers and how important it would be to have those available at food banks. And also other parenting supporting things that we can do, especially for the single mom, especially the adolescent mom, she writes. Again, quoting from the email, she said, these are just a few. I'm sure the Right to Life committees could come up with other tangible ways to make the decision to choose life for the baby, to make it more doable. I would rather see signs saying we can help, rather than gruesome pictures of aborted babies. Mary was an adolescent unwed mother, at least for a time. What help would the Holy Family need in the first weeks? And she writes, you get the idea, prayers, and I'm going to keep her anonymous. Well, thank you for the email. I think that's exactly what we were hoping to generate, is this kind of talk and thought, suggestions and thoughts of how best we give witness holistically, so that we are known to be committed to the life of every person. We're there to walk with them and support them from, as they say, from the womb to the tomb, because that's what a church does. That's what Christians do. That's what a community does. And we need to be known to do this. For those who might not have heard the earlier conversation, this was in the light of learning from our enemies, or those who disagree with us. It was an article about a woman who had been pro-life and quit being pro-life. And part of her complaint was that we weren't supporting people in a holistic way after an unplanned pregnancy, after a birth, that we weren't supporting women and families and young people. We weren't giving the kind of efforts to make sure they had health care and the other things necessary. It was in that light that this conversation started. And that's what we do here. We discuss things that will help us walk better the path that Christ has asked us as we take up our cross each day and follow him. This is your show, Go Ask Your Father, where you can ask your questions, make your comments. Our show line number is 888-914-9149. You can call right now with your question at 888-914-9149. You can also email us at father@relevantradio.com. That's father@relevantradio.com. I'm Monsignor Stuart Swetland. I'm the president of Don Lake College in Kansas City, Kansas. And let's go right to our phone lines to Justin in Wisconsin. Thanks. How can I help you?
Hi, Monsignor. This is Justin. I'm a RCIA student. So what I did was I started praying the rosary, and something was given to me by a friend. It was 10 points that you could, during the Hail Marys, I could focus on each of these points. My question is that a good thing to do as a beginner, or should I learn the mystery first and then go ahead and just try to meditate on the whole mystery during the decade?
The answer, Justin, in one sense, is yes. You can do any of those and all of those. But you ask what's the best way for beginners, and that somewhat specifies it. So let's talk about this. That's a beautiful thing about the rosary. It can be prayed in many different settings and can be prayed in many different ways and be fruitful at many different stages of the spiritual life. And so it becomes for many people a very meditative, and even when God grants us the gift of contemplative prayer, it can even become a contemplative type of prayer. But we can start it as a very active meditative experience, and also as a way of doing intercessory prayer. So having a rosary where you pray it, and each bead has a little bit of a scripture verse or a little bit of an idea or a spiritual insight, that's not a bad way to start. And it sounds like that's what you've been doing, right?
That is what I've been doing. And is it okay if I have to pause for every one of them? Of course, I don't have it memorized yet. I mean, is it okay if I pause for every one of them, or is that breaking my concentration? Is that defeating the purpose?
No, that's the thing. It's not defeating the purpose. It can be one way of doing it. Obviously, that lengthens the amount of time it takes to pray a rosary. But, I started with meditating on the mysteries. I used it as a meditative prayer where I was thinking about each mystery and thinking about that in terms of how most of those stories are, have passages in the Bible that directly relate to those mysteries. So I would be pulling those passages either in my mind or reading those and then meditating on that particular mystery. But that was because I was a Protestant who became a Catholic. And when I prayed the rosary on my way into the church, I started praying the rosary. And I learned, I had already learned how to meditate on scripture as a child. So that was normal to me. The rosary beads just made me focus more and took me along the various mysteries and made my prayer more, if you will, centered. But, the way you're doing it is a great way to start off. But you'll get a comfortable rhythm where it becomes almost a second nature to you as you pray the rosary, a way that you find it fruitful. And then as you move in your spiritual life, you'll find that the Lord will move you in a different direction.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Monsignor. I really appreciate it. God bless you and your mystery. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we'll be praying for you as you continue the RCA program and process. So we're always glad to hear about people coming to the church. God bless you.